I loved exploring the Sins Invalid website, and I loved that you asked us to watch the ASL translation video before kind of looking around as well. And I feel like it was very eye-opening, and I loved the way that Sins Invalid is really looking for linguistic justice and thinking about how they can be inclusive and allow different language varieties access to their content. And I thought the ASL video especially was very pertinent and interesting to look at because as someone who doesn't understand ASL, I took ASL for one semester here at Swarthmore, but for the most part, I do not understand the majority of what is being said. And so it's really a unique experience to kind of have something directed at you that you can't understand. And it was also interesting to kind of notice a few of the words here and there that I did understand. But I love that they've thought about including ASL, especially because so often people will make sure to include other languages like Spanish and Mandarin or different languages, but ASL is a very commonly forgotten language. Even here at Swarthmore, it only became an official language course very recently. And so I think that that is really an amazing thing that they have thought about, and I think is a wonderful way to be inclusive to the deaf community. And I love that they also included English and Spanish and kind of broadened the horizons of who is able to access their content and how they can kind of share their message with the world. But I also wondered, like, would there be benefit to expanding beyond just English, Spanish, and ASL. And I'm sure there would be. And I know that, again, these sorts of things are also hard because one more language means needing more people to translate and to do all of this work. And there's a lot of work that goes into an organization like this. And translation is only one of them. But I really do wonder, like, if they did expand languages, what would be a language to expand to, because it's really interesting to see, especially at FACTS. Spanish is not the most commonly spoken language in the classroom. And, Mandarin is another one that is fairly common, but it was also really interesting to see students who speak Indonesian, and that's a language that I haven't really come in contact with before. And so I really wonder, I don't know if that's something that the people have thought about, and I guess, what is a good way of figuring out what is enough and what is a good amount to do. And, I feel like it's really hard to do everything. And in the world, there's no way to create something that is accessible to every single person who speaks every single language because that would be an insane amount of work and not something that is just physically feasible. And so I really wonder what is a good way for organizations and people to think about how far they can expand their content, how many languages they can expand to, and what's a good kind of method for figuring out what is practical and feasible, but also a good way to encourage and foster inclusion and linguistic justice as a whole.